We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Fight song for the UB Bulls with the NFL draft just about 4 weeks away. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Everybody knows Khalil Mack is going to be drafted and probably drafted very early in the NFL draft, probably on day one of the NFL draft, May 8th. But the Bulls will be watching later on in the draft for the rest of them, including our next guest. He is the all-time leading rusher in UB history, Brandon Oliver. Bo Oliver on the line with us from Florida. Bo, how are you? Great to be on the show with us tonight. Thanks for coming on.
Yes, sir. I'm great. I'd just like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, first and foremost, just for giving me this opportunity.
Great opportunity, and obviously it's an opportunity you earned with your performance at UB, Bo. Have you had a chance to reflect on all that you accomplished during your 4 years playing for the UB Bulls?
Yeah, I reflected on it, but at the same time, I just felt like it's time to move on, just move ahead, and just forget about the records and all that, because I'm pretty sure that Anthony Taylor, Devin Campbell, Jordan Johnson, one of those guys will break them, hopefully.
You're looking forward to guys breaking your records, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Why is it? Some guys might be protective of their records, the ones that you put up.
I like to see guys that come from behind me do a great job, which tells me that I put a plateau out there for those guys to reach, and they want to go get it.
Brandon, you had obviously a standout career at UB, and also a career where you had to. You were there, obviously, for the last coach, right? I mean, the switch to Jeff Quinn that could not have been easy for you to make that transition, was it?
Oh no, it wasn't an easy transition for me at all. You know, I was already used to Coach Turner Gill's philosophy coming in my freshman year, and just to have him leave after one semester, you know, it was pretty hard. But, I mean, me and Coach Quinn, we hit it off, and I think he came in with the spread offense first over everything. It was just spread. It wasn't nothing else. And we had to change it. You know, we talked about it, and we got some changes, and the offense improved.
When he first came in with the spread, were you concerned that there might not be enough carries for you, enough work for you to do in the backfield?
No, it wasn't. That was just simple fact that I love running behind a fullback. There's nothing wrong with the spread. I don't like the offense that just has no fullback, you know. And at the time, you know, he was coming from Cincinnati, and you got to have a different type of line. We didn't have that type of line my freshman year to run the spread.
And, Brandon, by the time, you know, you got off to a great start freshman year, the second year, and then in your third year playing, 2012, it was kind of tough, I would imagine, to miss those 5 games you missed. I know the team missed you badly, and you had to really not enjoy sitting on the sidelines for those 5 weeks.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, it was a testament to my faith, honestly, and just to not take anything for granted, you know, and always give it everything you got, because you never know when it'll be your last down, your last game. So that really helped me.
Did you go into your final year last fall feeling you had something to prove or something to make up for after, you know, you missed that those 5 weeks of action in the third year?
Honestly, no. I just wanted to get a ring, which we didn't get accomplished. But that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to leave it out on the field, man. Every game, every play, and just. When you cut on the film, I wanted to be seen 100% every time.
Well, you didn't get a ring, but you did get a bowl appearance, and you had a pretty good game in the Idaho Potato Bowl. Can you talk about that experience going out west to play in that bowl game last January?
When we got off the plane, I felt like we landed right back in Buffalo. But I mean, it was a great bowl experience. You know, you got to be grateful about things. And, you know, we didn't win the game, but you know, like you said, I had a good game, but I would rather plus the win than anything.
We're on the line with Bo Oliver, UB running back, who is a prospect for the draft 4 weeks away. Let's talk about what's going on since the bowl game, Bo. What kind of workout have you been doing, and where have you been training, that sort of thing?
I've been working out with John Hopfer at Proformance right across the street from UB Stadium at Northtown Plaza. We've been doing a great job. The first reason I came up is because I know how hard work feels like. I've been working with John since last summer, and I work with him sometimes during the season also, and he helped me. And so that's why I've been working with him. I just Miami Dolphins today. He came down with me. And last week I did one with Atlanta. Atlanta came up to Buffalo.
So you're getting private workouts with a couple of NFL teams. That's got to be a pretty good sign.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, I think a lot of teams, after they see me, not knowing that I come from a MAC school, and when they see me in person, I think it really benefits me. Just from knowing that I come from a MAC school, they really don't think much until I get out there and perform in front of their eyes.
What have you shown them in these private workouts that you think they're surprised by?
First of all, I say my physique. Just getting in and out of cuts, my agility, my acceleration, having that one cut, and just being able to lower my center of gravity while I'm running the ball. I've been doing a lot of catching also. They've been throwing me the ball. And, I haven't dropped the ball yet. So, I mean, ever. I hope I don't drop one ever. I've just been doing pretty good, you know. Just something that you got to always remind yourself, not to put pressure on yourself, just to have fun. You know, I've been doing it since I was 6 years old. The same thing, just older now.
You had the pro day, and we were here at the pro day at the Bills Fieldhouse about 5 weeks ago now. And correct me if I'm wrong, your 40 time was 4.63, is that right?
Yeah, that was the time they gave me.
What did you think of your overall day, your pro day here at the Fieldhouse?
I felt I did great, man. Every time I get a chance to show what God has given me and my skills, you know, I'm going to leave it all out on the field every time. And that's what I did today at the Miami Dolphins. I did it at Pro Day. And I feel like a lot of scouts were impressed. So I don't think they expected much because I was getting a lot of compliments. But, you know, glory to God. I wouldn't be able to do what I am, first and foremost. But, you know, I just leave it out on the field, man. That's what I would just want to be remembered for when I step on that field.
But when you talk to these NFL scouts, what do they say about your height? Obviously, there's nothing you can do. You measure out at what, 5'7", 5'8", these days?
Like 5'6", and 3'4".
Oh, boy, a little under 5'7". What do the scouts say about that?
They just say it's something that the teams look at, the coaches, they look at running back's height or whatever. But, I really don't pay that no mind. You know, I've been going through that since I was in high school. I'm happy that God doesn't look at the appearance of a man. He looks at his heart. So God knows my heart. He know I'm a hard worker. And whatever team that picked me up, that's what they gonna get, man. I just want to have fun, you know, and play the game. It's plenty of guys. You know, you got Barry Sanders, Jones, Drew, Darren Sproles, Ray Rice. There's plenty of guys that done did it. That's my height. So I'm not really concerned about that. One shot.
I was going to ask you about that. Ray Rice, Frank Gore, Jaquizz Rodgers, all of these guys, undersized running backs who've made great careers for themselves in the NFL. That's got to be an inspiration to you, I think.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Those guys are role models of the game for me, someone that I could look at, you know, coming in now.
You know, I read a scouting report on you, Bo, and it said you turned what is perceived as your biggest weakness, your short stature, into an attribute by running low to the ground with a low center of gravity, making him very difficult to find behind the line and presents a very small target for tacklers. I mean, basically, somebody has written down what you probably do instinctively when you're running with the football. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I mean, honestly, you know, I've been doing it. I've been running like that since I was a little kid, man. You know, it hasn't changed at all, not one bit. That's why I look back and just thank God for what he's been doing to me. I mean, I just look back at how my brothers used to chase me in the backyard. I run the same way, ducking under. I used to duck underneath them when they used to put me down from behind. So, but it's the same thing I do now when I cut back over big defensive linemen. They gotta reach down to get me like they giants to an ant. So, you know, that's one of my best attributes.
What do you think your role would be on an NFL team if you were, you know, fortunate enough to make an NFL roster? How do you think you would be best used in the NFL, Bo?
Best used? I feel like I'm all-purpose back. I don't like to limit myself in one dimension. But if they need me to play special teams, that's what I'm going to have to do, you know. I always talk about sacrifice when I was in college, so it's the same thing I'm going to do when I get to this next level in the NFL, so I need to play special teams. That's what it's going to be, and I'm going to give it my all.
Did you get much return work in during your years at UB?
No, I didn't get much return working at UB, but I was Devin Campbell was the true starter and Okoye Houston, but I was behind those guys. I only got in, I think, San Diego State game, but I didn't get the ball kicked to me. So,
well, Bo, what's next for you? You had this workout with the Dolphins today. Are there any more workouts on your schedule, or how do you spend the next 4 weeks getting ready for draft weekend?
Of course, I'm gonna keep working out and keep putting God first and put my life in His hands. No matter what happens, I'm gonna just if I get drafted or I gotta have to go in as a free agent, I'm happy. But I'm just keep working, man. And I know the Saints are supposed to be setting something up soon, but I have nothing scheduled at the moment.
Well, is it a fun time for you or a nervous time for you, Bo?
Oh yeah, most definitely fun. If I was nervous, I probably wouldn't be having this interview, but yeah, it's most definitely fun because I know who holds the key to my future, and that's God first and foremost, man. And, you know, with the doors that He opened, no one can shut. So I'm not really really worried about it. You know, I just need one shot. That's all. I had one scholarship coming out of high school, and it seems like it's basically the same role coming out of high school. I'm going through the same thing, being overlooked because I'm too short, or they don't feel like I'm fast enough, but. We're gonna see what happens.
We are going to see. We're going to be rooting for you. We'll pay attention in draft weekend in about a month or so and see what happens after that. Bo, thank you very much. Best of luck to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bo Oliver, Brandon Oliver, UB running back, who is positioning himself for the NFL draft in 4 weeks. And if that doesn't work, as he said, he'll be ready to sign as a free agent with someone. Our thanks to him for joining us tonight. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. We're at One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.